Welcome to the Darien Township Board of Supervisors Public Hearing with regard to a request from Trobe Brewing Company for an intermunicipal transfer of a restaurant liquor license in Darien Township. Our first order of business is the call to order. Shall we do the roll call?
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Mark Moyer?
Here.
Chairman John Foley?
Here.
Member Susan Court? And Justin Engel.
Very good. Obviously, we still have a quorum, and this is a public hearing, so at this point, I will turn the floor over. Who gets that? Mr. Yost? Mr. Yost?
I'm going to turn right back to this.
It's your presentation, so.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Attorney Matthew Anderson from the law firm of Norris McGladwin & Marcus in Allentown, Pennsylvania. I'm here with my clients, Trobe Brewing Company, which is represented by Chris Trobner and John Trobner, the majority members of the business. We're here tonight after filing a request for intermunicipal transfer of a liquor license number R19013 from RJ's Inc., which was trading as Peg's Place in Elizabethville within the county. The request for the transfer is, as I'm sure you know, a formality of the Liquor Control Board. When you're moving licenses between municipalities and the county, which is authorized by the Liquor Code, you must get municipal approval of the transferee county. We can't file any transfer applications without your approval, and it's a formality from the state that gives the municipalities the ability to say which kind of liquor licenses they want once you are over quota. Trobe's is requesting this transfer of the restaurant liquor license, in essence, to replace the license that they already operate in their tasting room. That license is called a Brewery Pub license. It is a GP under the Liquor Code. That license authorizes them to essentially operate under the same hours as a restaurant license, but it limits their ability to sell certain products. Under the laws that were changed last year in the Liquor Code, brewery licensees were given the ability to sell other Pennsylvania products, which means Pennsylvania ciders, other Pennsylvania beer, Pennsylvania wines and spirits, and any other derivative of all those products. That was given to any manufacturing licensee, whether it's a winery, distillery, or a brewery, or the brew pub license as well. Trobe's is looking to acquire this license and transfer it into the township and to their facility at a 200 East Hershey Park Drive, to essentially give themselves more ability to sell some other products if they were to choose to do so. They don't plan on changing any of their hours. Their seating's not going to change. Their menu's not going to change. They're essentially looking to do this so they can give themselves a better business opportunity. It's a long-term investment opportunity because these licenses carry great value, as I'm sure you all know. And it's something that they can use as a long-term goal to increase their business, potentially sell products from out-of-state breweries that they have friendly relationships with, other distilleries. But in no means do they plan on changing any of their business aspects, whether that be they're not going to open later, or be open later, they're not going to change their seats. In the future, if they would choose to do so, it would be something that would have to be a business decision and something that they're not interested in doing at this time. So at this point, they're looking for the additional abilities that come under the restaurant licenses, such as selling outside of the state products and essentially, that's basically the only advantage that they get, but it's a long-term business decision for them, and it's something that they've been looking to do, as well as something that I think would benefit the area and the township. So, and we'll open up to questions.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. So this gatekeeper is as informal as you'd like. Any questions from you guys?
What happens to the liquor license you presently have? Does that stay in the township, or will that?
So the GP license is effectively a manufacturing license. So it's like the brewery, winery, or distillery licenses, and they will, if not renewed, they go away. They will expire, and if they wanted to get rid of this license at some point and reapply for that, it wouldn't be a problem. They're not the valuable, I call them paper licenses, that are worth lots of money, that this is. And they're not part of the quota system, so they're not really regulated like the regular R licenses are.
Is that the manufacturing license?
The GP is not the manufacturing license and auxiliary to that. Originally, prior to last year, or this year actually, breweries didn't have a lot of tasting room abilities, and the GP license was a way to give them those. And it opened up their hours to be past 2 a.m. or to be till 2 a.m. And gave them various sales privileges. The recent law change gave that same most of those same privileges, other than the ability to sell till 2 a.m. to G licenses, the brewery manufacturing license as well. So it's not a manufacturing license; it's an auxiliary license to that. Most breweries are getting rid of them now that they have these privileges under their G licenses, and it's something that for most breweries it's been a cost-effective thing to get rid of because it's less renewal fees every year. And other than that, it's pretty much just gave them more privileges, but they're somewhat irrelevant at this point.
How about hard liquor? Does this license change the ability to sell hard liquor?
In certain respects, yes. It will give them the ability to purchase liquor at discounted rates from the state wine and spirit stores. Breweries do not, a GP license does not authorize them the discount ability from the state liquor stores, but it does authorize them to purchase from the stores, but only Pennsylvania products. So this gives them the ability, the change in that would be discounts from the store, one, and two, the ability to sell. If they wanted to sell a Jameson drink, they could do that.
Is that something we will anticipate in the future, or is that not part of the model that you guys are looking at?
I don't believe that's part of their model they're looking at right now. This is, as I said, it's more of an investment opportunity.
You're still looking at just tasting room.
They're not planning on changing anything at this point.
You're really not changing.
I'm not even sure how much spirits or wine you guys sell at this point, if any. None. So, yeah. They're still going to operate as the brewery and the tasting room. And if they would use those abilities in the future, it would obviously be with the same canner that they do now.
I presume from what I'm saying, you didn't bring samples. just asking. I figured if we're going to ask questions.
And
the worst thing I say is no. Heck, Jim wants that. No, I don't have anything else then. If you folks see nothing else, with that, leave my specs back on. Is there any public comment, Mr. Carter?
I don't drink, so it's no problem.
Okay. Seeing no one else in the room, with that, we will adjourn this meeting. Thank you. We'll see you at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, everyone.